WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are taking the Maryland Crab Cake Tour back out on the road. I'll be giving away Ravens scratch-offs again. It's next Friday. Ravens now 6-3. A little bye week. Not a bye week for us. We're having crab cakes. We'll be at Pappas Restaurant in Cockeysville on the 18th in advance of the next Ravens game out there. And they're giving away Ravens cash. And my man John Martin is here from the Maryland Lottery and Gaming. I have been out and I've seen folks now on weekends having a lot of fun with the sports wagering side of this thing. But I also know the biggest lottery story in the world this week was $2 billion. We wanted to give it away here. I know we did, but it's always California. Why do they get involved in all this?
Well, yeah, that, how about that, huh? That's a large amount of money, Nestor. It was 2.04 was the final tally by the time the drawing windows closed. So that's a lot of money. The cash value of that is $997 million. 97.6 million is the cash value on that. So after taxes, that still leaves you plenty for holiday shopping. Don't worry about that.
Oh, I would say. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, my wife got frenzied as she usually does and got into it. But I mean, on the day-to-day side of things, you have so many other things going on. But when that thing happens, it sort of brings attention to everything you do, right?
Oh, absolutely. And you know what? It's almost like Bill Murray in Groundhog Day. You know, it's like, okay, it was $1 billion and nobody won. Then it was 1.2 billion and the media runs out here and basically asks the same questions because there's not a lot of variability to it, right? I mean, nobody won, so the jackpot continues to roll, 1.5, 1.6, 1.9. And, you know, you're at a loss for how can I make this different? And it really is challenging. And it's almost, and you know, don't tell anybody that I'm going to say this, you almost wish it gets hit. Because then you get back to some normalcy, right? Because everything else is just so focused on that.
Well, and
unfortunately, or unfortunately, we had a little drama. You might be familiar with that.
What happened? I'm explaining this because yeah. I only saw headlines and I figured I'll wait for John to come on. He'll explain it to me.
Yeah, well, you know, it's I'm glad it happened. And what I mean by that, first of all, I'm very glad it didn't happen because of us. That's the first glad it happened, but I'm glad it happened because again, I think it shows that, you know, this is not infallible. Like you've always said, you know, you've got to prove things around the up and up, and we have a system of checks and balances. And the way the process works is that each of the 48 lotteries that participate in Powerball at the end of the drawing cycle closes at 9:59 the night of the draw. We all go through rigorous processes to verify and validate the sales data. We use a third party. Each lottery contracts with their own third party for that check and balance. And then they report the data to a central repository and then the drawings go. Well, one of the 48 jurisdictions didn't get that reporting in sync with their third party. And unfortunately that happens. And full disclosure, it's happened to us over the history. I mean, it's just like spinning the wheel of fate. At some point it's going to get you. And whether it's Powerball or Mega Millions or any of their multinational games, we're all subject to that. And you breathe a sigh of relief, but you feel for the jurisdiction that's scrambling at that point. And then it became, you know, an hour and 2 hours and then it's the next day. And clearly, if this had been a $20 million jackpot, it wouldn't have made, you know, page B1. But because it was a $2 billion jackpot, you know, plenty of eyes and we're focused on it. So on Tuesday morning, they finally reconciled. They were in sync and we have those strict protocols that follow. And the drawing went off Tuesday morning, about 9 a.m. And numbers were drawn. But at that point, we still didn't see if anybody won. And then it was maybe about an hour or two later, we started to hear some rumblings like, wait a minute, we got a winner. And we knew it wasn't us, although we did have $1 million winner in Baltimore County.
Honey, check the tickets. There you go. All right.
and then, of course, you know, by the end of the day, it was front page news that it was a Joe's Service Center in Altadena, California. Now you're the world traveler. It's outside Los Angeles. You know, if the Kardashians won this thing, I'm going to be a little skeptical. Aren't you?
Well, yes, I would be too. But I want to bring it back to on the up and up and what happens when The one thing that that concerns me, not worries me, it's not, you know, I mean, this is, should worry you. You're the one at the top of all this, is with baseball wagering and in-game wagering as to where, like, in the old horse racing, even in the movies, but I remember being at the old racetrack, literally the gate would go down, like, literally, and then the gates go up for the horses, and they go, and you hear the bells, and there was a sound that it made, you know? And I remember when the fantasy football thing, there was like a fix in going on. It wasn't on the up and up at all because it wasn't third party regulated. It wasn't going through all the stringent sort of regulations that you have to in order for Chris to open Green Mount Station. But the notion that betting pitch to pitch in baseball or on a, because I'm watching football games in a sports bar and sometimes one game's 5 seconds behind the other or whatever. Right. I think for sports wagering, that's sort of the final frontier of getting real-time action. And I think this kind of shows you that even though all of these lotteries kind of have it together, it's all computerized, there can still be some one sort of outlying thing that says we can't take that bet right now, or we need to shut this down and get this organized. And so to your point, to say it was a good thing, I think it's an educational thing for people who do bet their money, who participate in the lottery, to say, now what happened there, and make sure it doesn't happen again.
Absolutely. You know, and that's really what everybody wants. That, you know, I tell people here, new hires to the seasoned veterans here, we sell integrity. You know, yeah, we sell Powerball tickets, we sell scratch off tickets, we sell, you know, we help regulate sports wagering casino. But at the end of the day, what we sell, our brand, is integrity. And if people in the population don't believe that, then we're in trouble. You know,
with $2 billion on the line in one jurisdiction not reporting at 9:59 p.m., you know, it's, yeah, just pull the balls. Nobody will know. You didn't do that, right?
Hey,
so to your point, right?
I'm going to paraphrase what will be a topic of conversation for hopefully years to come. We will leave no lottery winner behind.
Well, you, fair enough.
Current events.
If you bought, I'm with you, but if you bought in, then you want to know that it's on the up and up. John Martin's here. He's always on the up and up, telling us about all this stuff, even with the breakdowns this week. The sports wagering side of things, the reporting's coming this week. Give me a little update on where that is, because I know you like hinted mobile's not that far away. So I'm starting to hint that mobile's not that far away. And when I talk to people about this, I'm saying mobile's not that far away. And I see the ads coming.
You know what? I'm going to give you an analogy, and you may be too young to remember this, but I can certainly remember sitting around my black and white television set when the Apollo missions were in vogue with NASA. And remember, you know, we're all watching it, and the capsule before it would land on the moon would have to circle the moon. And there was out of a period of time where they'd be out of communication. They were going behind the moon and we didn't know.
And Walter Cronkite would say, we've lost communication.
Exactly. Right. Right. And then, yes. You know, you're on the edge of seats, and then it comes around and yay! We're in that period of sports wagering where we're on the other side of the moon. And what I mean by that is it's in Swark's hands. They are now in the process of doing the application review, the analysis, the assessment to award licenses. And during their November meeting, they will award, hopefully, numerous applicants licenses for mobile wagering. They will then hand that back to us, and we will go through our final issuance phase, as we did last year with the retail locations, where we'll go through the internal controls, a lot of things like what happened to Powerball to make sure all the checks and balances are in place. We'll go through the responsible gaming programs. We'll do a controlled demonstration to actually simulate, not even simulate, it's going to be real wagers, real dollars, real winners, and make sure the processes are in place. And then we will issue the license. And it is our intent to do that as soon as we can. Whether that's the end of November, beginning of December, is still a function of when Swark hands us that awardee list. But remember, last time the lottery got together, we provided to Swark 10 qualified applicants. Then you can certainly find them online, but 10 qualified applicants for mobile plus one additional retail location. And that's what's going on the sports wagering front. Although I will also announce to you that next week, I hope this isn't insider information. But next week, we're going to go through the final stages with Long Shots, an off-track betting location in Frederick. To open up.
I love Frederick, by the way. I'm a big Frederick fan. The Crab Cake Tour changed my heart and my mind going Frederick. Frederick's great. Go Frederick. It is.
It'll be even greater when Long Shots comes on board. And hopefully we will go through the next week. We are scheduled to do their control demonstration for their retail in-person sports book. And hopefully they make that announcement before the end of the week next week. So maybe this time next week, we might have something. Yeah, actually, probably the end of next week.
John Martin is here. He is the director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming. We're going to be giving away the Raven Scratch-Offs next Friday at Pappas as part of our Maryland Crab Cake Tour presented by the Maryland Lottery in conjunction with Goodwill and our partners at Window Nation. I just want to go back to the one thing on mobile wager because you said something last week and you've already dropped the political reference of leaving no Marylander behind. And I'll drop the reference of, hey, we're not going to build a wall around the state of Maryland to make sure, hey, that's West Virginia, that's Virginia. You're in the district. You're in Silver Spring. You're in Chevy Chase. You're in Delaware. Wherever you happen to be bordering Shrewsbury, that you can't bet across the border, right? Like one of the issues with mobile is just, and I remember when New Jersey had this and they have some water up there with New York and other things, that this becomes an enticing thing for border states that can't bet to bet from where they are. And you need to make sure that that doesn't happen by law, right?
You know, recently, I'm going to say it's been a couple months, the state of Kansas opened up their mobile wagering. And on the first day, there were hundreds, if not thousands, of people in the state of Missouri. And as you know, again, world traveler, Kansas City straddles Kansas City, Missouri, where the Chiefs are and where the Royals play, versus Kansas City, Kansas, which is very different.
Barbecue, yes.
Right, right. but because of the software, the geolocation software, those people successfully in Missouri were stonewalled from being part of the Kansas lottery sports wagering. That's what geolocation, that's what the software does. So yes, it defines the border of your state and makes sure that those people within the borders who are legally able to wager using apps on their phone and mobile devices can do that. And those people outside kind of have to press their noses against a virtual wall there and not have that. Fortunately, or unfortunately, depending on how you look at it, you know, a lot of our bordering jurisdictions already have mobile wagering. I mean, you can do it in the district, you can do it in Pennsylvania, you can do it in Virginia, you know, variations in West Virginia and Delaware. So it's not as dramatic as it was with the Kansas and Missouri line of demarcation.
Well, especially with the city being there and people wanting to bet. And I can only imagine when I thought, Jersey, New York, how are you going to stop that? You know, what are you going to do there? There's a bridge, there's a tunnel. I've been there. John Martin is here. Last thing on scratch off sub, you got a whole bunch of new things happening. I've seen a lot, and we're running the ads here at NST, the game of life. And you guys always have such fun branding when you put these games together. But this is one where literally you can scratch off and win $1 million.
You know, it is fun. And for those of us who remember playing the Game of Life board game, the ticket looks exactly like the board.
With taxes too. Oh, boy.
Yeah, that yellow brick road path that is on the board is on the ticket. It is an oversized ticket. It's 8 inches wide by 8 inches tall. So lots of fun time there to scratch off and win. And it is also part of our Second Chance holiday promotion. You know, a couple of weeks ago, we launched our holiday tickets for the upcoming season. And we have our traditional Second Chance drawing campaign. But we've now added at the $20 price point, the Game of Life as part of that Second Chance promotion. So hopefully some players will have some fun, if not actually winning cash prizes, getting involved with our Second Chance contests.
Well, I know you have winners all the time, right? So you have people come in, they win $100,000, $50,000, $1 million. You meet them. I've been in your little office where Buddy Rugel's thing, where the purple boas and fun checks and all that. But I don't get that action. I do now because of you, because I give these away at the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. And I had a $50 winner 2 weeks ago at Greenmount Station. And I mean, I'm sitting in an OTB. It's fun. People are eating crab cakes and having an afternoon drink, betting ponies, and they now have their sports wagering. And this guy, yeah, I won $50. And I'm like, I gave away my winning ticket. I felt, you know, and it, Johnny and Roz gave me the right ones to give away. And I appreciate that. So it is fun when people win. I take a picture with them, put them up online and stuff. But when people win 50, they get excited. I did have a $100 winner cost this maybe about 6 months ago in my presence that they admitted to me, because you can take the ticket and not tell me you won if you want to go do your thing. But there is something about like maybe the 20,000 will pop up. And if that happens at Pappas next week, I'm going to freak out because I see that they freak out when they win $50.
You know, it's fun. And you're right to see the wonder and excitement in someone's eyes when they won. And particularly now with this Powerball run that we had, you know, a lot of people get together and pool their interests, whether they're an office party pool or whatever. Great story on mdlottery.com of four young ladies called the Power Four. I love that. Who work in Phoenix, not Arizona, Maryland.
Maryland, yeah.
And actually ended up splitting a $50,000 Powerball winning prize. So it wasn't the big enchilada, but, you know, $50,000 divided by four was still a pretty good day.
I think they're feeling really good about that. I mean, they would have preferred the $2 billion or whatever the big jack, you know, but like, hey, you know, 50 grand, 50 grand. I'll take it.
And it's great to hear their stories. You know, they obviously come from different walks of life. So some of them maybe wanted to invest it in business entities. Some of them maybe wanted to use it for kids or grandkids, holidays coming up, home improvement projects, whatever. But it's always great to see winner stories. MDLottery.com. For not only draw game prizes, but instant wins on scratch-offs, a whole lot of fun.
My wife has always been an office pooler lotterier all of her life. That's what she's done. So I said, now she has no office. She have to split it with anybody. She keep it all for herself at this point. So
she split it with you. Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. It depends on the temperature right now. John Martin is here. He's the executive director of all things Maryland Lottery. And last thing for you, we're going to have some new numbers on sports wagering too, right? Like this has been a good kickoff, and obviously for the Ravens, for the state of Maryland, and even the Commanders who play good football, that good football and good interest level and sort of the and I saw this at Green Mount Station when I was there 2 weeks ago doing the crab cake tour, just some curiosity, just basic, hey, I did this once in Vegas, but I love football and I like wagering. Now you just go down to Green Mount Station and pretty soon you'll be able to mobile do that.
We certainly anticipate the numbers being strong. You know, you pointed out last month we were nearly at $1 million contribution to the state's fund for the month. And, you know, I haven't seen the numbers yet. We'll probably be close to that again. You know, a lot of it, and you don't think about it, has to do with how many weekends there are in the month. And depending how the calendar hits, you know, a big weekend in the fall with college and NFL swings that number significantly.
Well, so, 5 months as opposed to a 4 month. It's like a two payroll month and a three payroll month. Exactly. I've owned a business. I know about these things.
Exactly. So, you know, you look at the calendar and you kind of gauge where you're going to be. And certainly, you know, we're coming up on the 1 year anniversary. It was the December 9th, 10th of last year when we launched. And you know, we'll be coming up very soon on year over year numbers, especially with the NFL and college playoffs looming in the horizon. But October should be a good reporting month. We'll hopefully see that this week sometime. I don't know if the election day threw us off on accounting, you know, so we typically try to get it out on the 10th of every month, but and we'll be closed Friday, the 11th for Veterans Day. If you're a veteran and know one, thank them for their service. That will come up on this Friday.
Yeah, we talked a lot about that. By the way, Paralyzed Veterans of America, if you're a Wise Markets fan, one of our partners here, one of your partners as well, rounding up for Paralyzed Veterans. So make sure you're doing that to combine sponsorships and all the good stuff, including our friends at Goodwill, where I'm doing turkeys in 2 weeks on Wednesday as well. We're going to be, if you want to volunteer to give some turkeys away and feed some folks down in the city on the 23rd, throw me a note on that. So all of our good tidings. John, I'll check back in with you next week. We'll move a step closer to mobile. We'll have those numbers in on sports wagering as well. And I'm sure you're going to warn my wife and her sister that they shouldn't be putting stocking stuffers together with scratch offs. That's coming down the line here soon.
You must be 18 years of age, so make sure that you're gifting appropriately.
All right. Yeah. And gambling responsibly. We always throw that in there. Let everybody know that. John, I appreciate you, man. Have a great week. And yeah, it won't be $2 billion next week, but you know, we'll have other things to work on. Okay.
We have plenty to talk about, Nestor. Talk to you then.
All right, John Martin joining us here. He's the executive director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming. We will be next week at Pappas doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. I'm putting together a holiday schedule as well. And I've just learned I have fresh Raven scratch-offs, the $2 brand we're going to be giving away next Friday at Pappas in Cockeysville. All of it brought to you by Goodwill, Win Donation, and our friends at the Maryland Lottery. I am Nestor. We are WNST AM 1570. It's House in Baltimore, and we never stop talking Baltimore positive.